Hello everyone on GWA Backstage. So I guess today I'm going to be doing CB's Spill It questionnaire. I don't know. I've always wanted to do this questionnaire. I don't want to say never had the time, but I don't know. Just really decided I want to answer questions today. So let's get started. Oh Lord, what's wrong with my voice? Alright, anyways. Question 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1, not being all alike. 10, being exactly alike. Sorry about the background noise, though. But anyways, I guess you could say my persona is a bit more dirtier than the person I am in real life. Trust me. especially since, I've been wanting to get into a whole lot more things than what I've been doing, so I would have to say probably a 5 or a 4. Alright, question number 2. What's the story behind your username? Well, Jazzy J is my name. Well, it's a nickname. Jazzy part, at least. There would always be 2 Jasmines, you know, in the same group of people that I would hang out with, and in order to separate the two, I would use the nickname Jazzy. Just more easier and not so confusing, and the name sort of stuck to me, so there's that. The J is just, I thought it went together with it when I first made it. I was like, I need something at the end of this, so I put a J on there. In 1801, it was my age when I made this account, but I'm older now, so, like, 19, though, so, I haven't changed it. Sometimes I put 19, sometimes I put 18, just depends. Question number 3, how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I can only speak English. I wish I could speak Korean, though. I'm half Korean. So, it would be pretty cool. I can't say anything in Korean. Or I would make you all just melt. No. I can speak English only. Hey, sexy, how you doing? I tried. Number 4. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't have a celebrity lookalike. I don't think. I haven't been told I look like anybody. If I do, please let me know. Question number 5. Who knows your secrets? Could you share any of them with us? Not a lot of people know my secrets, thank goodness. I like to keep all my secrets locked up. Oh, the big, big secrets locked up. Sometimes, if I know you particularly well, I'll give you 1 or 2 secrets. But, that hasn't happened in a while, so. Yeah. But, I don't think I have any secrets I want to share to people just yet, but maybe I will. We'll see. Question number 6. What bad habits do you have? Sometimes when I'm talking to people online, or I guess online or in real life even, I tend to fiddle with my hands. Not because I'm bored or anything, because it's just a habit I had since I was 12. I was always a person who had to move around. I couldn't just sit there and do nothing. It's changed, but I still have the habit with me. I try to keep my hand still, but sometimes I'll mess with some paper, or I'll fiddle with a pen, or I'll just mess with a... I have this stuffed animal that I like to toy with a little bit, and I'm just tossing my hands every now and then. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a bad habit, but it's a habit of mine that a lot of people notice about me. Question number 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. That was not as interesting as you're gonna think it is. I lost my virginity when I was in high school, sophomore year. I did it just to do it, I guess. I was kind of naive. I didn't want to be a virgin for long. I was one of those people who wanted to get rid of it as quick as possible. Sometimes I regret it, and sometimes I don't. It doesn't bother me much. It was like almost everyone's first time. It was not the best. The guy lasted probably... Well, here, it's like this. It all started, I had met a guy in high school. He was a junior, and I was a sophomore. And we got to talking, and he liked me, and I liked him. So we decided to go out for a couple of months, and, things were getting pretty heated up towards the second month. And that consisted of heavy makeout sessions and heavy petting and the works. And one night, my parents, my whole family was out of the house, and I told him I wanted to do it. He was like, he was kind of worried about it. He was like, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes, I am." And I did it. It's not the best. He's a guy who liked to be cocky. Like, he would say, "Oh, I'm going to last for a long, long time." And ended up lasting all of 5 minutes. I didn't even get off, so it's probably why. At first, I was like, is that it? Is that what sex was like? Until the next relationship. Holy shit. That's another story for another time, though. But that's just about it. Question number 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? With someone else I haven't had sex in a long, long time. Well, I don't want to say long. Yeah, about a month now. My last relationship was about 6 months. And that ended, so I've been single ever since. I haven't been getting any. I need to. Don't tell anyone. But nowadays, pretty frequently, especially with GWA, there's always something good on here, so who can't help but get off? But every other day, I guess. Depends how I feel and what I want to listen to. Question number 9. What is your biggest regret? My biggest regret? I guess that would have to be maybe ending my relationship, my last relationship. It's not that I regret breaking up with him. It's the fact that I regret how it ended. How it all ended. It was a lot of drama that I guess I'd have to say it was that I caused. But I did learn from that mistake, though. It'll always stay with me. He was a really good guy. And I want to say, you know, I hope he's doing all right for himself. but it did not end on a very good note. I wish it did, but, you know, I haven't spoken to him in a long, long time. I wish we could have stayed friends. Question number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? Well, I guess if I'm gonna die for whatever crime I committed. I like food. I really do. That's a hard one. I guess, I don't know. I have to think. You know, I've never really had... Jeez. I like gumbo. It's like... Gumbo is like a... I don't know how to describe it. It's like a stew, kinda. It's like made in New Orleans. I had it a couple times and it was pretty good. But it's like... It's got seafood in it. It's spicy, kinda. Eat it with rice. It's delicious. There's crabs, shrimp, a few vegetables. It was pretty good. But if I couldn't have that, I guess I would love, I like cheeseburgers, I guess. A cheeseburger, like a double cheeseburger, some french fries, and if I could have dessert, then I want strawberries and chocolate. Because why not? I'm cliche like that. I like strawberries and I like chocolate. I have the best of both worlds before I die. Why not? Eat as much as I want. It's all going to come out of my stomach anyway. Ew, that was disgusting. Why did I say that? Alright, question number 11. What's your favorite scent? I don't know if this means, like, in general, or if this means, like, perfume or lotion. Like, the lotion, cocoa butter, I like that smell. Like, as in lotion scents. It, especially after I take a shower or a bath, makes me all nice and clean. What is it, cherry blossom I like? It's not perfume, it's... I don't know. I can't remember the name off the top of my head now that I think about it. It's something you... I don't know. looking like an idiot trying to remember, looking at the sky. I guess cherry blossom in general. I can't remember the name of what... Air freshener. There we go. Air freshener. It's like an air freshener I like to use after I clean up. Man, it smells so good. Makes me feel all, like, everything is all just right with the world, I guess I could say. Question number 12. What do you wear to bed on regular nights? On sexy time nights? Regular nights is just, big t-shirt and some pants. Night pants. Because, especially the ones I can take off easily because it gets hot in my room, so. Sexy time nights? When I'm feeling, I guess, particularly sexy, I'll wear a tank top and no pants and no bra. So it's just my tank top and my panties. As of the nights, I'm probably going to masturbate. question 13. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I do read in bed occasionally. I haven't done it in a while. So I really don't have a favorite author at the moment that I can think of. Off the top of my head. I haven't read in a long, long time. I need to find a book. Any suggestions would be great. But for now, I guess I'd have to answer, no, I don't read to bed. I don't read in bed. Question 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I haven't had any sexual encounters in a while. I couldn't tell you. I guess the couple of weeks before I broke up with my 6-month relationship boyfriend, it was like I knew it was coming to an end before I even knew it. So I decided, let's have the biggest just fuck sesh of our lives, because I know by the end of this, I'm probably going to be done with. So, we were at his house, and it was just kind of sad and awkward, and it was just because we knew this relationship is not going to work out. So I was like, let's make this the best night of our lives, even if I feel as though this is going to be the last night of our relationship like this. And it was pretty damn good, I'd have to admit. Unfortunately, I wish we could have had more sex like that. We did, but at least, I don't know if he felt anything, but I sure did. And that's probably why I say I regret having our relationship end the way it did. I learned from my mistakes, though. That's all I'm saying about it. Question 15. What's one word that best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom is, freaky. Or loud. Either or. I guess freaky. Because I can get loud. I tend to cuss like a sailor. I tend to say a lot of things I wouldn't say outside. Outside the bedroom, I'm probably shy. Not shy, but I get a little shy. Especially around new people. But once I get to know you and I start dating you and we start doing it to do it, yeah. Watch out. Question number 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Just my ears are pierced. That's about it. I really do want to get a tattoo one day. Maybe on my shoulder or not my arm, but at least on my shoulder. That'd be pretty cool. Question number 17. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? No. Maybe it'd be this feeling of I want to come, but I've never came without touching myself down there. I had to. I get little spurts of I want to come, I want to come, I want to come, I want to come, and I have to touch myself to push myself there. I don't know. I guess that's how I describe it. Question 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I guess I am kind of multi-orgasmic. In 24 hours, I would have to say I've came at least 5 times. Throughout the day, at least. No, I'd have to say 6. Now that I think about it, I haven't done something like that in a while. It was fun. I think it was just being lazy, and I decided to watch, before I found GWA, I decided to watch porn every now and again and get off, sometimes twice in one sitting, which is why I say 6 times a day, that day, not every day. It wasn't a challenge, I was just bored. Oops. Not oops, it was pretty fucking, it felt good, but sometimes it kind of hurt, which is why I couldn't do it 3 times in one sitting. I could only do it twice. It just happened. I don't know if I consider myself multi-orgasmic. I do like coming, so who can blame me? Question 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? One day, I would love to be a sub or a dom, because I've been curious about the dom aspect of BDSM, and I don't know. It's been a fantasy of mine that I'm pretty sure I could find out one day, but again, it's a dream, and once I do find that dream, who knows? And that's last but not least, question number 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Oh, I was supposed to have an orgasm. Oh, well. I don't know. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. That's a hard one. I can't describe it. It's just... Imagine yourself... Imagine the best thing in the world. The most delicious thing. Or, no. The most... Ooh, I don't know. Imagine the most funnest thing you can do, whether that's going on a roller coaster, or going in a race car or something like that. I don't know. I guess I would say, like, going on a roller coaster. It's fun. It's just adrenaline-based. It's like, oh, my God. And you're just excited. It's like, yeah, we're going to a concert. That's fun. This is the best feeling in the world, right? Now imagine that times 100. That's fucking awesome. Imagine that times 100. That's probably what an orgasm feels like to me. Roller coasters and concerts and just... Ugh. I wish I could have came to this. I didn't think about it. Oh, well, there's always next time, right? And that's about it. I might do another questionnaire. Probably not right now. Not anytime soon, but it was nice to do this at first. For the first time, a questionnaire. I guess I gotta go. I have to go now. I have to go. Thanks for listening, I guess. It was a pleasure answering these questions for you. And, I'll see you guys later.